News release City of Guelph about the study. We're starting a transportation study to look at and propose changes for 5 road-level rail crossings in Guelph. This work supports planned Metrolink service expansion along the Kitchener GO rail line through Guelph, including two-way all-day GO service. The rail crossings we're looking at are Alma Street between Crimea and Inkerman Streets, Edinburgh Road between Foster Avenue and Preston, Inkerman Streets, Yorkshire Street between Foster Avenue and Preston Street, Glasgow Street at Kent Street, Watson Road just north of York Road. The study will also look at and assess options for an active transportation, e.g. footbridge, connection across the rail line at City View Drive. The process: these rail crossings may need changes to meet safety regulations and current design standards. It's also important to consider traffic flow and connectivity for all road users. The options we're exploring for each crossing include doing nothing, leave the crossing as is, grade separation between a street or path and the railway tracks, an underpass or overpass, active transportation crossings for people walking and biking, either at grade or with a grade separation, closing the crossing to find the best solution for each crossing. We'll look at the unique context of each one and our city's overall transportation network. For example, we'll need to consider how closing one rail crossing would affect traffic flow at another and in the local area. Some options may not be possible to implement for every crossing. Have your say. Any proposed changes to these crossings would affect many road users, whether driving, walking, biking, or using mobility devices. We need to hear from you about how you travel across these crossings and any challenges you face. Take a moment to complete our online survey or submit comments or questions at haveyoursay.guelph.ca/rail-crossing-study by November 30th. We'll use your input about how you use these crossings and your neighborhood needs, along with technical traffic analyses and feasibility assessments, to make recommendations for each railway crossing. The city and Metrolinx are aiming to balance the needs and safety of all users, including train operators. Once we identify the recommended option for each rail crossing, we'll host a virtual open house to share findings and get further community feedback on the recommended options. Stay tuned for details in early 2022. Want to stay up to date on this project? Sign up for updates at haveyoursay.guelph.ca/rail-crossing-study.